Diante du Tempo, Museu de Arte Contemporanea de Elvis, the 13th of April 2025 to May 7, 2025. The fact that something has already happened doesn't just mean it is far away from us in time. It remains distant, true, but that very distancing can bring it closer to us. It is, according to Benjamin, a perfect example of the phenomenon of aura, like a grieving soul, an apparition. The psychic archaeology of things can therefore be the theory of their cryptic memory, of their unconscious and spectral memory. George D.D. Huberman, in Diante du Tempo, Historia da Arte e Anacronismo das Imagens, Orfeu Negro, 2017. Writing a poem is like catching a fish with your hands. Adilia Lopez, Arte Poetica in Dabra, Assyrio and Alvim, 1985. According to George D.D. Huberman, when we observe an image, whether part of our present or a record of a memory, we are inevitably confronted with time. Perhaps for that reason, the philosopher chose a title with poetic resonance for a book exploring the relationship between time and the history of art. In this book, the author sets out a critical and reflexive analysis, combining different perspectives and questioning the foundations of the discipline. He argues that images convey multiple temporalities and that their analysis demands an approach attentive to anachronism, thus challenging the traditional principles of art history and opening up new horizons for studies of visual culture. His Before Time is a dynamic journey of revisitation and creation, reflecting on the passage of time in art, history, and politics, and proposing a dialogue between generations of artists, through recovered works and new productions, questioning the linear nature of art history and suggesting a more fluid and simultaneous approach to times and contexts. Nevertheless, in addition to appropriating the title, the exhibition Diante du Tempo, Before Time does not seek to reflect or to be a case study of D.D. Huberman's book. The relationship created serves merely as a pretext to look at artistic work with some awareness of that aura that the past can grant it. That process, those works, which over time have occupied other places, physical and symbolic, transform themselves in formal terms without losing their essence. Here, it is largely the poetry of the title that allows us to expand our thoughts. And it is the sensory, above all, that links us to the artwork. Philosophical reflection can come later, if the spectator so desires, whether they are a scholar, historian, or merely curious with an urge to question. Diante du Tempo, Before Time is an exhibition to be lived, recalled, and felt. A space where memories can be revitalized and new associations can emerge. Among the works, we can find political messages, as well as references to history, culture, heritage, and identity. We might be confronted with irony, discomfort, beauty, or nostalgia. Or we can just be, feel, without any need for reflexive interpretation. Each room has its history and the root is simple. The elements, objects, and mechanisms on display exist in their own right, to be observed and experienced with no need for understanding or response. The texts accompanying the exhibition can be used as decoding devices or complements, but above all they provide stimulus for thought, and are optional. The spectator has the freedom to be an active participant or simply remain on the margins, inside or outside the exhibition. Diante du Tempo, Before Time is, therefore, more than anything, a sensory experience, one that favors space and time and rejects excess and noise. Without a linear narrative, each room functions as an autonomous portrait, allowing the viewers to construct their own story from what they see and feel. Perhaps, in the end, they will find a meaning. Vera Appleton, 2025. Note 1. Diante du Tempo, Before Time is an exhibition that contains various independent exhibitions within it. Each artist, and each author who writes about their work, lives in isolation from the other. We are presenting a wide range of media. Music, Osso Exotico, text by Luisa Teixeira de Freitas. Photography, Pedro Falcao, text by Nuno Faria. Installation, Sara Mila, text by Felipa Correa de Souza. Film, Albano da Silva Pereira, text by Sergio Ma. Sculpture, Joana Villaverde, Belian Uriel and Sara and Andre, texts by Mark Leno, Carolina Trigueros and Luis Silva and Joao Morao, respectively. Sound performance, Susana Mendes Silva in collaboration with Jari Marjamaki, text by Joanna Valsacina, painting, Michael Biberstein, texts by Delphine Sardo, Vitor Serrao and Joanna Villaverde, drawing, Sarah Gracco and Anna Hatherley, and video art, Pedro Denise Reese, the last three in the context of Appleton Recess No. 4 by Anna Anacleto and Bruno Marchand. Note 2. With a decentralized program taking place between the Museo de Arte Contemporanea de Elvis, exhibition, 2025, the Centro de Cultura Contemporanea de Castelo Branco, exhibition, 2025, Appleton Associação Cultural, exhibitions, 2026, the Centro de Artes Visuais, exhibition, 2026, and Cortex Frontal, residencies, 2025. The exhibitions, residencies and different activities spread into diverse territories, promoting critical reflection and mediation of knowledge through themes such as heritage, ephemerality, performance and the present, creating a narrative that interweaves time, space, art and thought. Through a wide-ranging mediation program, Diante do Tempo, Before Time is thus a place of sharing, where the artistic object is revealed as an active reading of history. The project is being developed in the context of RPAC, Rede Portuguesa de Arte Contemporânea, and the opening date, in Elvis, coincides with the celebration of the 18th anniversary of Appleton opening its space in Lisbon on 10 April 2007 with an exhibition of books by the North American artist Lawrence Wiener. In memory of Margarita Appleton, Leonor Dori, and Leonor Moutinho.